After nearly 11 weeks of deliberations, a budget deal was announced Monday afternoon. It's a $21.7 billion spending plan for this fiscal year that began back July 1st.
Right. The plan grows state spending by 3.1%, and it fully funds teaching assistance at the current level, which was a controversial piece. And it gives a $750 bonus for all state employees, which includes teachers.
So the proposal raises early teacher pay from $33,000 to $35,000. That follows through on a longstanding promise from 18 months ago. Now, Rima, you mentioned TA funding. This has been a contentious topic recently. And what's been the reaction, at least initially?
So the lawmakers said that they would fund teaching assistants at the current level, but they also said that there would be no flexibility in terms of how schools can use the money for teacher assistants. You know, in the past, if schools want to pull from that pot of teaching assistant money and use it to fund teachers, they can. And so I talked to a principal, and she was not happy with this idea. Sherry Schleser, she's a principal at Kingswood Montessori STEM Magnet School. That's in Cary. And here's what she had to say about that provision in the budget.
That is really going to hurt my school. Each school is different. And to place a one-size-fits-all direction on schools in general is a very dangerous concept.
So she says that her school really needs the flexibility in terms of being able to use money for teacher assistants to fund teachers. She says that they really need extra teachers so that they can have smaller class sizes. Now, the budget also has some other important provisions relating to education. The Republican lawmakers, House and Senate lawmakers, said that they would fund driver's education. That was controversial. The Senate wanted to not to restore funding and also not make it a requirement. And so they've said, okay, well, you know, in this plan, we'll make it a requirement and we'll fully fund it. And also vouchers, the private school vouchers, they want to expand that program by about $14 million over the next 2 years so that more low-income kids can go to private schools. So, Jeff, there was also a significant tax component in the budget plan.
There was, Rima. This is something that has been talked about for a while, altering the sales tax code. And we heard that the personal income tax rate will be decreased to 5.49% beginning in 2017. But as for the changes to the sales tax structure in the state, it's not exactly clear what's going to happen, though Senator Berger did say this.
It maintains the existing system for allocation of local sales tax revenue, where 75% is allocated based on the county where the sale takes place, and 25% based on population, ensuring that no local government will lose revenue under those changes.
As they say around here, the devil is in the details. One reporter asked Berger to explain this new sales tax structure in greater detail. He said it's quite complicated, and said he didn't have enough time to do so at this point. So I think we'll learn more about the changes to the sales tax structure in the days to come. Rima, what else is coming in the days to come?
Well, the Senate is expected to vote on this spending plan Tuesday, and the House is expected to vote on it later this week. And Republican leaders say that they expect to get some good support on this.